This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Retailers that still rely on customers coming into a store to buy things are trying to figure out new ways to compete against e-commerce, and some are starting to lure us with food. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR looks at stores that are starting restaurants. It's an old idea that's making a comeback.
Contractor Andrew Cannon was stacking lumber on an orange metal cart on a recent Wednesday at a Home Depot in Kansas City. He's made lots of quick trips for supplies here and has grabbed lunch a couple times at the new Pro Cafe inside the store.
I've just stopped and gotten like hot dogs and stuff. It's pretty good.
Along with power tools and plumbing supplies, shoppers at this Home Depot can now get hot dogs, breakfast burritos, or grilled brats for $1.95 at what looks like a food truck parked inside the front door.
If you're already here, you know it's in and out and makes stuff easier. So.
And that's the whole idea for retailers looking for ways to keep customers coming back to a physical space. Barbara Kahn, a marketing professor at the Wharton School, says Home Depot is adding to the customer experience with food.
There still seems to be some advantage for many, many customers to go into a physical store when you're a customer of a store that sells things like Home Depot does.
Kahn says the food in stores trend is not necessarily a new idea.
Because they've had restaurants and department stores forever and ever. That's not a brand new idea, but it is kind of taking a new shape.
Lots of companies are trying it out. Among them, Crate & Barrel, the upscale home goods store, opened a restaurant in its suburban Chicago store this summer with a James Beard Award-winning chef. And you can literally have breakfast at Tiffany's in its New York store. Danny Klein of Food News Media, a trade publication, says both restaurants and retail stores are trying to increase foot traffic.
If you're a retail store, a restaurant might be helpful to get people to actually either come in through the door, or if that's not the case, you know, people coming to shop and then, you know, stopping to get a bite. It's just another revenue stream.
Home Depot says while its first Pro Cafe is in the Kansas City store, the company will be adding others to a handful of additional markets this year. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.